Blog Talk Radio.
Network radio show. My name is Charlie Childs Jr. and it's my job to give you one thing to think about, changing to the positive, something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. It is Tuesday, May 5th, and we want to say happy Tuesday to you today. The sun is shining, your eyes are open, so you have another opportunity to fulfill your destiny, your dream, your vision, your purpose. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about your emotional health. What kind of habits you need to have for your emotional health to make good and sound decisions, and how to put things in place so you can always do that. It's always about creating the successful habits to get you across the finish line. Again, it's May 5th, 2015. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Your success is determined by the direction that you're going in right now. As long as you progress with realizing your ideal, your purpose, your vision, your dream, you have already won. Again, welcome to today's show, and we're talking about emotional health in your life today.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. I said, I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Fear is not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show, and we're talking about what we always talk about today, and that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through, and in that process, do the same for somebody else. Today we're talking about emotional health. Why? Emotional health is important to you, because emotional health can, at one time in someone's life, spiral out of control and be the providing guidance, providing director of making decisions in your life. We want to also make you aware that is not how the order is supposed to be. Your spirit is supposed to be connected to the Holy Spirit, and your spirit is supposed to lead your mind. Your mind is supposed to lead your body. And anytime it's out of that order, you will not have balance, and you won't be the perfect you in order for you to get across the finish line. Matter of fact, if you're not operating in that order, it'll make it harder and more difficult and delay your victory in that process. So it's important to talk about your emotional health, which is your mind slash your soul. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about forming the habit of encouraging others, thinking clearly, and celebrating life. All the things we do here on a regular basis in our program that we talk about a lot and all the time. We're going to talk specifically today about encouraging others. Why is it important? Why is it important to you? The voice you hear the most is your own. So when you speak things into being, you are actually encouraging yourself in that process. Now, when we talk about encouraging others all the time, and that's what we talk about. When you've gone through something and achieved the victory in it, yes, you do have a responsibility to tell others how they can achieve the victory that you received. Now, we don't have to go into the details, but you have to encourage them and let them know that whatever they're going through, and if you recognize what they're going through, that they have made it, they can make it through the way that you did. And it's important to say that because you have to acknowledge it in yourself, in your spirit, and also when you're, that'll be encouraging words for others in that process. So, the habit of encouraging others. Now, we're taking this from the Dr. Courtswell Freeman book, Forming Healthy Habits. Building healthy habits for you and your family, 21 days to do this, and encouraging others. I highly encourage you to get the book, either this book or the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is a very, very, not only thought-provoking, inspiring, but also reflective book that actually truly guide you in the place and position you need to be in order to be successful. A lot of times, and more often than not, it's not the individuals out there, the naysayers that are holding you back. It is you. You have to make up in your mind that you're going to win. Often many times, it's not the naysayers. It's your fear of the victory. It's your fear of changing. Your fear of achieving the victory that you're supposed to have. That sounds strange, doesn't it? Someone having the fear of victory. Why do individuals have the fear of victory? Well, it can be a couple things. Fear of leaving people behind. Now, when we say use the word fear, what does the word fear mean? False evidence appearing real. Fear is a choice, okay? Danger is real. Fear is a choice. Recognize the danger, act appropriately, but recognize the fear and act appropriately also. Fear is a choice. It has not happened yet, but you think it's going to happen. That's where your emotions get caught up and get intertwined and making a decision that could alter your life or alter your family permanently in a way that you never wanted to take place in the first place. So the first thing is about encouraging others. Excuse me. We want their hearts to be encouraged and joined together in love so that they may have all the riches of assured understanding and have the knowledge of God's mystery. And that's coming from Scripture, Colossians 2:2. And it's important, again, to understand that we're a spirit, a soul lives in a body. So you have to be intentional about all avenues, all facets about the body in that process when you're talking about one or the other, because each one will influence the other. Now, In what we're talking about today, we have to understand this, is that life and death is in the power of the tongue. What does that mean? That whatever you speak into being comes to fruition based on your faith. Now, there are some requirements. You have to be lined up with the Word and be obedient to God, and all those things have to be lined up. But when all those things are lined up, what you pray for comes to fruition. When I say it comes to fruition, meaning that you'll receive some type of answer. You may not like the answer you receive, but you'll receive the answer. Whether it's wait, whether it's now, or whether it's no. And we understand that we don't want to hear no, not as an adult, not as a child. You don't want to hear the word no. But also understand that if you're talking to the individual who knows the front, the middle, and the end, they know better what's going on than what you know what's going on. So when you see that answer, be obedient. And that was one of the first things we talked about earlier about your spiritual health, is being obedient. And in that process, understand that it's for your benefit. It is for you to get the victory. Now, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. And we must remember that an important part of today's work includes celebrating the victories of others. Each day provides countless opportunities to encourage others and to praise their good works. When we do, we not only spread seeds of joy and happiness, we also follow the commandments of God's holy word. Now, in his letter to the Ephesians, Paul writes, "No rotten talk should come from your mouth, but only what is good for the building up of someone in need, nor to give grace to those who hear." Now, that is critical. When we say critical, is that when I say encouraging, it just has to be something positive and uplifting. And reminding someone of something positive and uplifting they have done. So when you're trying to seed into someone's spirit, you never know whose path you cross. And just by a simple word of good morning, or that's a very nice dress today, or that's a nice tie today, is an uplifting word for someone that may need it. Because you may be placed in someone's path to give an uplifting word and not even realize it. So be sensitive to the Spirit, because one word can change lives. One word can change the direction, the course of an individual. Just one word. So be mindful how powerful your words are. Words hurt. Words can uplift. Words can heal. Words can build. But understand this, that the words that come out of your mouth, you're the one that hears them the most. So when you're actually bringing joy or spreading seeds of joy and happiness to others, you're actually spreading joy and happiness seeds to yourself. Now, how can we build others up? By celebrating their victories. That's why we have Victory Friday. We celebrate your victories that you got through the whole week with your whole mind, your whole spirit, and your whole body. You have to celebrate the victories and their accomplishments. And as the old saying goes, when someone does something good, applaud. You make two people happy. So be encouraging, both in the spirit, both be encouraged in the words that you use, and both be encouraging in the health that you have. Because the words that come out of your mouth not only affect you, but also those around you. But understand they will affect you first. So if you have the habit of saying some nasty things to an individual, understand this, that you're listening to the same stuff that comes out of your mouth. Stop it. It's just that simple. Don't do it anymore. Because when you're trying to break someone down, when you're trying to belittle someone, you're actually doing it to yourself. And so when you're spreading seeds of both joy and happiness, you're spreading those seeds in your life and your mind and slash your soul, but when you're trying to spread seeds of unhappiness and sorrow and try to hurt, those seeds also drop in your garden too. So be mindful. Now, the people who inspire others are those who are invisible bridges at the end of dead-end streets. And that's by Charles Swindoll. Now, someone can inspire someone to do something, But the individual that inspires someone to do something is not looking for anything in return. They want to be obedient to what the Lord told them to say to that individual, that person. If your job is to listen, and then your job is to give a message that comes directly from Him, be obedient. An encouraging word will go 50 miles, and you don't want to have an unencouraging word because that will reside in your spirit also. Okay. So it's important for everyone to understand that encouragement is critical to your emotional health. As the words come out of your mouth, you speak life or you speak death. If you speak death, it's both to you, yourself, and the individual you're speaking to. When you speak life, you're speaking life to yourself and the individual that you're speaking to. That could be an adult, it could be a child, it could be your spouse. What words, what uplifting words do you have for your spouse every day? What uplifting words do you have for your spouse every day? What uplifting words do you have for your children every day? Do they understand? Do you tell them that they're made, that they've been bought with a price, they are owned, that they are children of a king, or and that their daughters, that their daughters and sons are princes and princesses, and will be kings and queens based on their walk and their relationship? Are you telling them that they're made of the stuff that that God has made them of, and because they represent Him, they have to act accordingly? Because they are the son or daughter of a king, they have to act accordingly. When I say act accordingly, I mean, is the king going to run around with his pants half down? And is the queen going to run around with a dress pulled up over her head? No. Because we know these individuals, or if you're the president of the United States, are you going to be the president of the United States and wear your pants half down? Are you going to be the president of the United States and curse at somebody? No. Act the part, act the role, act the true you, which is the positive, uplifting self. People say they're negative and don't want to celebrate. It's not they don't want to negative and celebrate. It's that they had a negative experience. They don't want to celebrate the birth. They had a negative experience. They don't want to celebrate whatever. But an important part of life, as short as it is to celebrate the little things and the big things. But the little things get you to the big thing because it continually reminds you that you're on the path, that you're going in the right direction, and that you will get there based on getting to this level, to the next level, and the level after that. Now we're going to take a brief break, and we're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting you across the finish line to the top of the mountain. But people do not acknowledge that you're getting there. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We're talking about what we always talk about here today, emotional health, creating a habit of emotional health. And I just also wanted to take a brief moment to congratulate and welcome our new sponsor, Toshiba, and from the Charlotte area. Again, we have a special which will be up on our website tomorrow. If you would like to test out a Toshiba machine, a printer, or processor, we can arrange that for you. And the individual contact with Mr. Gregory Hostin, you will be able to receive a machine for a period of time, absolutely free, without charge, and be able to use it. For more information, contact Gregory Hostin at Toshiba. That's Toshiba Business Solutions Incorporated. His number is 704-527-7995, extension 199. I also want to thank you for being one of our sponsors and technology partners here for our show. And so we're very, very, very blessed in the fact that that gentleman has worked with us in the process of what we're doing right now. And I highly encourage you to contact him so you can test out the qualities of a Toshiba printer. I highly recommend it. The color is superior, the security is superior to all others. In order to experience that, just give him a call. Again, that's Mr. Gregory Hostin. Also want to thank Toshiba for, again, their sponsorship and support for what we do here. Take a brief break. We'll be right back. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see why, so you can see the how, so you can see what the result is of you being obedient and being on purpose, being on point with your purpose and your vision. Back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Yesterday we were talking about the you, the beautiful you that's in your life now. The next beautiful thing in your life is you. And understand that by putting things in place in your mind, putting things in place in your spirit, being intentional about your feed and how you cultivate and how you nurture, yes, you can be the next beautiful you. We talked about yesterday in Inspiration Monday. Yes, you are the next beautiful you. Appreciate yourself, love yourself, and understand that you deserve the best. There are a lot of people out there, or too many people out there, that think they've done something that it can never be forgiven from, can never be forgiven for? Think they've done something that they don't deserve the best? No. You need to wipe the fetters from your mind and understand the past is the past. Is what you do from this point on and the rest of your life is what takes place and what matters. If you need to forgive somebody, forgive somebody. If you need to say you're sorry to somebody, say you're sorry to somebody. But understand this, when you apologize to someone, when you say you're sorry to someone, it's not for that individual, it's truly for yourself. Because if you hold unforgiveness in your heart, you truly are using energy that's not needed in your life. That's negative energy not needed in your life. And that negative energy can manifest itself in different things, such as your mental health, your spiritual health, and your actual physical health. So be mindful. And I don't know who that was for. That was actually just kind of dropped down in my spirit to put out there. So be mindful. You are the next beautiful you. And we talked about that yesterday on Inspiration Monday. You, now does the caterpillar have to think about becoming a butterfly? No. The caterpillar becomes the butterfly. It becomes because it's supposed to. It's like you having the victory. You're supposed to have the victory. Like the caterpillar is supposed to become a butterfly. The caterpillar doesn't have to think and focus, concentrate. It's his next level of evolving into the beautiful thing in his life. And you are that next beautiful thing in your life. Not anyone else. You are the next beautiful thing in your life. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. Again, that's getting you across the finish line. Getting you to the top of the mountain. Because the view is great. And you know what? There's room enough for everyone to be up here on the top of the mountain. Now, coming up tomorrow, we're having our first interview with CEO and owner Sean Sensi of ICANN Technology. They are a wonderful, fantastic organization. They are our technology partner that's putting together our app for not only the show, but the radio station that will be on. And we'll save that date for a later time. But we're going to welcome Mr. Sean Sensi tomorrow. He's going to talk about business. He's going to talk about mobile apps. We're going to talk about social media. How important are mobile apps for you today? How can it affect your business and your bottom line? I'm going to talk about how he started this process. And also, he's going to give us some insight to how it can affect your business, the business bottom line. So it's ICANN Technology, Mr. Sean Sensi. Again, he'll be on our show tomorrow for our first interview for this year. We're very excited about that. And so look forward to having different segments going forward on our radio station. And we're going through some transition here. So we want to thank our supporting cast on ICANN Technology and Toshiba. And if you'd like to become a sponsor or representative or member of the Million Dollar Idea Network family, just give us a call at 704-879-1354. And we'll have another individual that's going to be our service partner for the service that we're going to offer through the app. Again, we're very blessed and highly favored to be directed to these individuals. The only time that we do business with individuals is that they have a high quality service, a high standard in their customer relationship, and also a personalization that they can bring that no other business or company can do. And that's why we took time to actually research and to actually talk to different individuals in that particular industry to decide who we're going to go with. And for our mobile app, our application, that will be out the first of next month, that's ICANN Technology. Again, you listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, it's Tuesday. It's the bottom of the hour. If you're trying to get to work, if you're late for work, don't rush. Slow down. Just leave 15 minutes earlier tomorrow. Don't let a brief decision or a sudden decision change your situation or your family situation. You are a valuable asset. You are valuable in life. And understand that work will be there tomorrow. If not, that's okay too. But you'll still have your breath. You'll still have your eyes. And you'll be able to speak to your future with the spiritual strength that is needed to get you through anything. Again, listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network. And you know what? With God on your side, there's no stopping us.
black things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shows together, we're polishing up our act.
Encouragement in the world and worthy to be servants of God. Now, again, that is critical because what comes forth from your mouth, whomever you're talking to, should bless God in that process. So you cannot let anything just drop out your mouth because, again, that encouragement, that lack of encouragement, no encouragement, or the breaking down is a reflection of the truth that's in your heart. And so if you cannot speak to an individual for whatever reason, you need to find that reason and cast it out. Because if you can't encourage others, you can't encourage yourself. Because the voice that comes out your mouth is listened to more than not just others, but to yourself more than anyone else. You listen to your voice more than anyone else's voice. So if someone says something negative to you, you have to say something positive to yourself in response. You don't have to say negative something to someone else. Just make sure you counteract whatever someone's trying to bring up. But encourage yourself, encouraging others. But as you encourage others, you're encouraging yourself. I told you one of my biggest secrets here on the show. When I encourage you here on the radio, I'm actually encouraging myself too. Everyone in life has trials and tribulations, victories, defeats. But understand this, it's how you react to all those in life is what gets you through. If you believe you're going to lose, you're going to lose. If you believe you're going to win, you're going to win. And I'm telling you, you're supposed to win. And one of the ways to winning is creating a habit of encouraging others. Now we're going to transition a little bit here. Now, overcoming discouragement is simply a matter of taking away the dis and adding the in. And that's from an individual called Barbara Johnson. Now, one other quote I want to hear, I have here for you. This is from, let's see what we got here, John Maxwell. Encouraging others means helping people look for the best in them and trying to bring out their positive qualities. Bring out their positive qualities. Yes, you can be a powerful force by looking for the good in others and celebrate the good that you find. And everybody's got some good. Everybody has got some good. Everybody has got some good. But understand this. What you sow into life is what you'll reap into life. If you sow discouragement, you're going to sow in discouragement into your own heart. And when you need to have your heart, when you need to have your spiritual strength, it will not be there, or it will be a challenge to get you where you need to be because of what has been coming out of your mouth the last 20 minutes, last 30 minutes, last week, last 2 years, last 5 years, last 10 years. But today is a good day to make the change. You were supposed to be that butterfly, but how do you become that butterfly? And part of that is extending yourself and being kind and encouraging others. Now, if you're having a challenge with that right now, the question I have for you is, what is your center? If you cannot encourage others right now, if you can't encourage others, you can't encourage yourself. David encouraged himself. So what truly is your center? Now, part of this process in terms of having excellent, fantastic, wonderful habits in terms of your mental and spiritual health is thinking clearly. And before we transition into that, let us be concerned about one another in order to promote love and good works. That's Hebrews 10:24. Carry one another's burdens. In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. Encourage each other daily while it is still called today, so that none of you is hardened by sin's deception. That's a pretty powerful statement there. Let's say that again. And we have to stay at some of this a little longer. But encourage each other daily while it is still called today, so that none of you is hardened by sin's deception. Everyone is a sinner. Everyone has sinned. But understand this, there are consequences for sin. If you've experienced those consequences of sin, by encouraging yourself and by encouraging others, it will not harden you to what you're supposed to do in life. It will not allow you to be hardened in what you're supposed to do in life, because we're all going to experience both the negative and the positive. But when we experience the negative, it's how you react to it. Is it going to harden you to the next blessing you're supposed to receive and you miss it because you are hardened to your situation? When I say hardened, I mean that you try to become unfeeling, don't want to feel, try to become cold, and you know that's not what God wants for you. God wants the warmth of the sun to be on your face, to be on the back of your neck. He wants you to see the sunset of life in the way that it's supposed to be done. When you watch the sunset outside today, think about that. That is just beautiful. But think about the warm feeling that's on your face. Think about the warm feeling on your face on the sunrise after a cold night. The sun always rises. You cannot be cold and hardened based on your circumstance, based on what you're going through, or based on what you've been through. Be encouraged that whatever you're going through is going to end, and in that process, you will see the light of day. You will see the light of day. It always stops raining. It does not rain. There's no personal storm for you, personal rain. It rains in everybody. But the key is not to be hardened in your situation. When you're hardened to your situation, you're letting your circumstances conform your spirit, conform your mind, and conform your body. That's not healthy. That's not how you're supposed to live. We are social beings. We're supposed to love one another. But it's when individuals get in their mind they've done something or have not done something or could have done something and what if something, that they harden themselves to the situation of life. And life is meant to be lived. Life is meant to be a participant sport, not a spectator sport, a participant sport. So be intentional in that process. Again, don't be hardened in life to the fact that you miss what you're supposed to be doing, miss your purpose, miss your vision. Do not be hardened in life. And that's critical. Again, I don't know who that was for, but it was just dropped down in my spirit to talk about that. Encouragement is not hard. It's just looking for the good in each other and promoting the good in each other. And I've told this story several times on the radio show before. And it's important for you to hear this because one encouraging word can change someone's life. One encouraging word can give someone hope. One encouraging word can make a person decide not to do something stupid and crazy. One encouraging word can make a person stop from using a permanent decision for a temporary decision or a temporary situation. And that's what happened one morning when we were taking my father to work. And my father, I'm blessed that they're in their 50th year anniversary of marriage. And we can do some applause for that. Hold on, where's it at? And I want to celebrate everybody because this is also some aunts and uncles who are celebrating the 31st, 34th, and the 45th. And that's the kind of things you want to hear. We're going to do some victory applause. You know, we say the applause for Victory Friday, but we're going to use applause for that for today. Now, we're taking my father to work early one morning in Rochester, and it was about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And anytime we had to go to work, we had to go across this long bridge that goes across all this river. And there's a bridge is about, I forgot how high up, but a couple hundred feet up. And so we're going across this bridge, and there's this individual that is standing on the sidewalk in the middle of the bridge. They're not walking. They're just standing there. And so we see this from a distance, and as we pulled up, and it was quite evident the individual was thinking about doing something crazy. And so my father pulled up, rolled out in the window, and told him, "Good morning and have a good day." Good morning and have a good day. Just those few words snapped that individual out of that thought process that they had to do. And they said, thank you, and they continued walking. That's the kind of decision that the kind of situation that can come across your path at any time. Now, when my father said something, if he said something negative, dude probably had a negative response. But it would have only reinforced his state of mind and where he's at. That's why it's important for you to be the positive one in your life. If there's not positive people around you, that's why it's important for you to be the positive individual in your workplace. If there's not positive people around you, because you never know who's listening to you in that process. You never know who's taking the time just to say they're not saying anything, but listening to you talk to someone else, encourage someone else. But because they're listening to you encourage someone else, they're being blessed in the process. So be mindful of what you say. Be mindful of who you represent. Be mindful that the words that come out of your mouth can raise mountains, change streams, and part oceans just by the words that you say, encouraging words that you say. Encouraging words for children, always, all the time. Find the good. Talk about the good. Press the good forward because you're sowing the seeds of joy and happiness, not only with that child, but also with yourself. We're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here, getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain, and forming the habit of encouraging others. Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Faith that waits on the Lord. have on wings.
Not an eagle.
A legal disclosure.
I've been talking about centers and the different types of centers that you have, and this is also in reference to how many times I said that? In reference to encouraging others. I'm getting a signal from our producer here. And now, the centers, what is the center? That is what your focus is in your life. When I say your center, that means either money-centered or work-centered or possession-centered or pleasure-centered or friend-centered, enemy-centered, or even church-centered, or even if you're self-centered. All these have consequences in how you view your security, what you use as guidance, your subject for wisdom, and also how your power is established. Now, I've talked about all the different types of ones, but I've not talked about the correct one that you're supposed to have. We're going to start that a little bit here, and we're going to follow up with this on Thursday. Now, if you're a principal, centered, meaning that security, your security is based on correct principles that do not change regardless of external conditions or circumstances. Now, I'm not using the complete thing. I want you just giving you an idea. Again, I want everyone to buy the book or get the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and you will be able to understand more of what we're talking about in this process. It will give you tidbits and point you in the direction you're supposed to be in. But it's up to you to make the decision to grab the information. Now, the four things we're talking about for the correct position for your how your life should be centered, your principles centered, meaning that we're going to talk about your security, your guidance, your wisdom, and your power. Now, again, for your security is based on correct principles that do not change regardless of external conditions or circumstances. Now, how do you guide your life? What is the guidance you use? You are guided by a compass which enables you to see where you want to go and how you will get there. The wisdom that you use to achieve this. Your judgment encompasses a broad spectrum of long-term consequences and reflects a wise balance and quiet assurance. Your power. Your power is limited only by your understanding and observance of natural law and correct principles, and by the natural consequences of these principles themselves. But in addition to that, your spiritual strength provides an opportunity for you to have that unlimited power for the resource that is added unto you. I wanted to put that out there. What is the correct center for you to be in? And that is the principle center, being principle centered. And those principles, we'll talk a little bit more on Thursday, and we're talking about clear thinking, and that's going to be part of your emotional health. I want to thank everyone for being on the show today, listening and texting and Facebooking and all that kind of stuff. I want to say thank you in reference to it. Also, thank you to our sponsors, Mr. Gary Host and Toshiba, and we'll also have our technology partner will be on tomorrow. and that is Mr. Sean Sensi. Also, we want to thank, in reference to that, as we pull this back up here, because we had a hiccup from our internet, Miss Anita Bryant. I want to thank her for her process and connection and communication, and also her excellent customer service skills. And so we want to say thank you in reference to that, because based on how a business is treated, you can always tell how they tell other people about the business they're working with. And so I can say ICANN Technology, I am very impressed very pleased with the process and very personal process that other organizations we researched, and when I say we researched, yes, we did research very, very efficiently, other organizations that provide similar, but not the complete the complete product that ICANN Technology does. So tune in tomorrow in 24 hours, and we'll talk to Mr. Sean Sensi in reference to that. Again, also, if you'd like to have or receive a Toshiba printer in your office, this goes out to our attorneys. Tax season just ended, but tax CPAs and those individuals can still receive a break in terms of receiving a printer or a printer processor in their office for a period of time for free. Contact Mr. Gregory Hostin. Again, that is at 704-527-7995. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back with our final commentary for today. Again, today is a good day to start again. So if you decided to quit yesterday, today is a good day to start again.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And this is for our final commentary for today. Today, look for the good in others and celebrate the good that you find. When you do this, you'll be a powerful force for encouragement in the world. And understand this, that when you encourage others, you're actually encouraging yourself. So whatever you're going through in life right now is temporary. The victory is already won. Accept that. Be the next beautiful thing in your life. Because that light shines in you at all times. Let it shine so others can see on top of the mountain. Be blessed and highly favored. And for today, that is all I got. Right to couch. Favorite of you.